Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have a cold or the flu? In this season, you're bound to get one of them, hopefully not both. They can be serious, but there are things that you can do to prevent and hopefully speed up the process if you do get them. My guest is Dr. Anita Chandra. She's a pediatrician at Northwestern Medical in Chicago, and we're hoping that our kids do not get these colds and flu this season. So, Dr. Chandra, tell us as parents, what can we do to keep our children safe from colds and flu this season?
Well, first of all, it is common for children to get colds and coughs in the winter season. I mean, the first couple of years of life alone, a child may get up to 6 to 8 colds a year. So you shouldn't think that there's anything too unusual about it happening. But the way to help prevent it is to decrease your exposures to it. So you, first of all, want to make sure your child is washing their hands, or you are washing your hands well while caring for your child, and washing with soap and water. For the preschool age children, you can have them sing the happy birthday song a couple of times to make sure that that's long enough to be washing their hands. They should sneeze or cough into their elbows as opposed to right in their hands, because then again, that's just spreading germs. You can teach them to use a Kleenex or blow their nose, certainly. You can also have them, just in terms of when you arrange for playtime or activities with them, if you know somebody has a cough or a cold or a fever, you would try and stay away. And then the best thing that we can do in the medical world for your child is to, of course, make sure we vaccinate your children appropriately, that they get vaccinated, particularly at this time of year, against pertussis and influenza.
So we'll talk about vaccinations, too, in just a minute, but running along the lines of a cold, and I had one recently, and of course then my kids got it, and I felt terrible because, you know, my son was so sick with it. What do we do when our children get a cold? What can we do for them, Dr. Chandra?
Some of it depends upon their age. For the younger ones, there's really just comfort care. You can provide humidity in the home or in their bedroom, whether it's with a cool mist humidifier, or you take them into the shower and steam them up in the shower, so that helps to loosen the congestion in their nose. You give them plenty to drink. You take care of their fevers with either an acetaminophen or a ibuprofen product. You just give them time to rest, get good sleep, and then keep them away from others who also may be possibly infected or could get infected from your child.
Do we send them to school, Dr. Chandra, if they've got a stuffy nose and or a little cough? This is a question every parent wants to know. When do we keep them home?
Yeah. Certainly if they have a fever, they should not be going to school. And then if they are uncomfortable and don't think that they can really concentrate in school or behave like is expected of them, then they shouldn't be going to school. If they're acting dehydrated or having difficulty breathing, of course they should not be going to school. If it is just a minor runny nose and a small cough, and your child's not laboring to breathe, has no fever, and is good about coughing in their elbow and washing their hands, then there's no reason to hold them back. The general rule of thumb I used for patients in my own practice is, I'll say, if you think your child would be spreading germs to another child, then you should keep them back from school. If you think that your child looks like a child that you wouldn't want your own child around, then keep them home from school.
That's great advice, because we have all seen those kids, and it's like, right, you kind of, no, don't play with that kid. He's got that running nose and all
right.
that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's always a little bit, you know, iffy. What do you do? Now,
right,
as far as the flu, the H1N1 is now combined with the flu vaccine.
Correct.
Should all be getting the flu vaccine from little kids on down?
From 6 months of age on up, basically. Everybody is recommended to get the flu vaccine. Like you mentioned, it includes the H1N1 virus in it. It always contains 3 different strains of influenza. It's been out for over a month now. Most physicians' offices have it. Certainly pharmacies are touting that they have it, and then, you know, urgent cares and whatnot. Sometimes flu clinics exist at workplaces or in your school clinics, but it's definitely recommended to get it. and to protect yourself, your child, your family. If you have young infants at home who are under 6 months of age who cannot get the flu vaccine, if all of the family members get it, they are essentially cocooning the infant so that they're protecting the infant as best they can.
Now, how do you know the difference between a flu and the cold? The vaccine, while very effective, does not completely prevent it.
Sure, it's not 100%.
It's not 100%. So how do you know if you get pretty sick whether you've got a cold or the flu?
I think you have to think of them as spectrums. You know, a cold that is 3 to 5 days of a runny nose and cough and a mild fever that is taken care of well with an anti-fever medicine, a little bit of a decreased appetite, but all of those symptoms tend to go away within a couple of days, then you're in pretty good shape to assume it's just a run-of-the-mill cold, which is caused by a virus. The flu is another virus, but that one typically you see a more ill-appearing child, symptoms maybe lasting longer. The child may complain of more body aches, fevers may be higher, and in those situations, even if it is just a cold, you're still going to want to seek care from your physician's office and have them help you decide if it is influenza or not. If it is influenza, if caught early, there are certain medications that can be given to your child, which is why if you see those more sick symptoms, you want to seek care from your physician's office.
Are there medications for a cold?
Under the age of 4, there are really no recommended medications other than just plain anti-fever medicines for children. And over that age, you need to speak to your specific physician's practice about whether they recommend some of the antihistamines or cough suppressants. Typically, a cough is meant to clear your lungs, so you don't want to be suppressing that. But if it's getting to the point where a child is so miserable and is unable to sleep, then sometimes physicians will recommend something for the older child. But for young infants, really nothing is recommended because there aren't enough studies to show safety profile in any of the medicines, and there's really not enough information to say whether it really benefits the younger children. So you're kind of stuck with supportive care, suctioning, humidity, showers, lots of fluids, lots of rest.
Suctioning's pleasant.
Suctioning's pleasant. I think it's great to do it where you take the child into the bathroom or the shower, sit down on the shower floor holding your infant or young child, let the steam really work its magic, and then either encourage them or teach them how to blow their nose or suction their nose out at that point. The other thing for the young
infant. Because kids love that.
They love it, exactly. The young infant, it's sometimes nice to help them sleep in a more upright or an inclined position, like sort of in the car seat position or in a stroller where the head of their bed is a little elevated. It just helps them feel more comfortable.
Now, what about humidifiers? Dr. Chandra, do you like cool mist? Is warm mist better? You know, what kind of moisture should we be keeping? And also home remedies. Do you like mentholatum or any of those kinds of things?
You know, really, the Academy of Pediatrics recommends the cool mist humidifiers for safety reasons. The warm mist humidifiers, you have the potential for scalding a child if they knock over the water or they open up the device. So we really recommend the cool mist humidifiers. And you want to humidify your space such that you don't end up with a mold problem, but it provides enough moisture in the air. And then in terms of ingredients to add, I just put in water. You don't need to put anything else into the humidifier. Some home remedies you can think about. I do actually think that honey for a child over 1 can be a nice soothing agent for the throat, as is a warmed apple juice. I think those two things can work nicely. With honey, you definitely want to make sure your child's over 1, but the other, if your child already has a warm juice at a younger age, that's a little bit okay.
Well, those are really, really good pieces of advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Anita Chandra. You're hearing about colds and flu. Get your children their flu vaccine this season. Wash your hands. Teach your children to wash your hands and to sneeze into their elbow so they're not spreading those germs. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.